Now, today is September the 12th, 2010. Hard to believe we're rolling on through this year. Today we want to look at another name of God, Jehovah Jireh. This name translates into "the Lord will provide." Abraham named Mount Moriah Jehovah Jireh to praise the Lord for providing a substitute for the sacrifice of his son Isaac. We are told that in Genesis 22:14. And Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it will be provided." Probably all of you are very familiar with the events leading up to this declaration by Abraham. God had promised Abraham that he would be the father of a great nation, Genesis 15:5. But he had no children when that promise was made, when he was 75 years old. Later, Abraham had a son by Sarah named Isaac. God told Abraham to take Isaac to Mount Moriah and to sacrifice him, Genesis 22:2. Certainly in Abraham's mind, this was a contradiction to God's earlier promise. However, Abraham obeyed God and trusted him. On the way to the sacrifice, we're told these events in Genesis 22:7-13. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. Abraham trusted God, and God provided a substitute sacrifice for Isaac. Centuries later, Solomon built the temple on Mount Moriah, and many other sacrifices were offered there for the sins of men. God himself provided the final sacrifice of Jesus to be the only acceptable substitute sacrifice for the sins of God's people on another ridge of that mountain known as Calvary. We must continue to learn as we walk in the world that our duty is to obey God, and he will uphold his promises. We have a great promise regarding God's provision for our needs in Philippians 4:19. "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." God is faithful, and sometimes he uses other Christians to supply the needs of fellow Christians. Ephesians 4:28, "Let him who steals steal no longer, but rather let him labor, performing with his hands what is good, in order that he may have something to share with him who has need." Sometimes when we face difficult situations, we have to give them to the Lord and trust him to provide in whatever means he wishes. When I was about 13 years old, I had a very serious right eye infection that threatened my sight and could have been fatal. The treatment was extremely painful, and I endured it for several weeks. It seemed that it was not responding to treatment, and the physician told my parents that he was going to have to remove the eye if it did not begin to heal, because the infection could spread through the optic nerve to my brain. I prayed to God asking for healing while accepting whatever he had planned. Even at that young age, and not as a born-again person, I need to trust God for this situation and to accept whatever he gave me. The next day, when my parents took me to the physician, he said that the eye had miraculously begun to improve, and soon this initial illness was cured. I praise the Lord. However, I continued to have the eye infection recur for many years and had to learn to use my left eye for any details of vision. I was not born again until I was 32 years old, but God was teaching me his ways even before that pivotal event. 56 years after the initial eye infection, I had a corneal transplant in that eye because the illness and treatments had badly damaged the cornea. At almost 72 years old, I still have problems with that eye, but God has used me in his kingdom with limited physical vision. I continue to praise him for saving my eye, but mainly for using me as his son in his kingdom. We have to accept whatever gifts he gives us, for he is the one who knows what we really need. Jesus promised us tribulation in the world, John 16:33, Acts 14:22, 2 Timothy 3:12, Philippians 1:29. But he also promised us peace, John 14:27. peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Jehovah Jireh will provide for us throughout all our lives. Paul learned the valuable lesson of trusting God to provide grace for all circumstances, as he said, and recorded in 2 Corinthians 12:10. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. God's primary reason for all of his actions is for his glory. So when we receive his grace and blessings for all the tribulations, trials, troubles, physical and mental pains, and other difficult times in life, we are to give him glory for his provisions, even if we do not see them. Paul learned to trust God as he walked with him. Philippians 4:12, I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. God loves his children, and he will provide for their needs in his time and within his plans. In last week's letter, we studied the name Jehovah Ra and saw in Psalms 23 several ways in which God provides for his children. The Lord is my shepherd also is Jehovah Jireh. Thus we can trust his promise given in Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Praise the Lord.